Hey everyone, it's Lisa Morton here with this week's Ghost Report. One of the most common examples of evidence of ghosts that we see presented is photographs of orbs. We have all taken photos that show big round globs of light in strange places, and some people believe these are spirits, although orbs also cross over into religious faith. Hey, are they angels? And UFO beliefs. Why would a ghost, an angel, or an alien visitor present as a glowing round light? One theory says that they might be low on energy, although others suggest that they just plain don't know how to achieve a human form. Orbs are reported in all sizes and colors and may even be seen with something inside of them, like the image of a deceased loved one. Sometimes they are seen in clusters, although this tends to be more common in UFO reports than ghosts. Some psychics or mediums claim to be able to see orbs with the naked eye. Those who have seen orbs occasionally report an experience of communicating with them and will say that the orbs provide a great sense of comfort and well-being. Unless it's a black orb, in which case it is definitely not good. One of the most famous cases of encounters with orbs was reported by a North Carolina man named Christopher Bledsoe. In 2007, Bledsoe was on a fishing trip when he decided to take a walk in a nearby forest. While there, he encountered three large orange balls of light. Upon returning to his friends, he discovered that he had lost 4 hours. The orbs seemingly followed him and began appearing over his home. At some point, Chris discovered that he could actually summon these orbs through prayer. He went on to be studied by NASA and was the subject of an episode of the series Beyond Skinwalker Ranch. Now, of course, the skeptic will tell you that orbs are just dust motes or water droplets on your camera lens, or, if you are seeing them with the naked eye, spots called floaters that are actually tiny fibers within the vitreous part of your eye. Even most paranormal investigators will tell you that most photographs of orbs can be easily explained,